Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Patriots, this is the voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and we are coming at you live from Studio A, Radio Free Redoubt, deep within the recesses of the Rocky Mountains, in the heart of the American Redoubt. Thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you with us. And for the next hour, well, we've got lots of things that we want to talk about, Patriot related from a Christian perspective. Concerned about the issues that we're facing, and we're going to face it together. And we're not going to do it out of fear. We're going to do it knowing that there's only one hope, and that is in Him, Christ. And we as patriots are not going to be ashamed of standing up for Americanism, which was the gift that He gave us with this country. We're broadcasting on the AM dial, on KTW, Eastern Washington and North Idaho. Welcome all of you, and to the live listening audience on the internet streaming. And I want to thank you for helping to spread the word. More and more listeners coming on all the time, and it is just really encouraging to get a chance to hear from you guys. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And I've gotten the opportunity, the privilege, to be able to meet many of you in the recent weeks from different speaking engagements that I've been speaking at. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like just looking you guys in the eye and shaking your hand or even a hug. It's good stuff. You guys are just some amazing, amazing people, my brothers and sisters. The number is 1-877-999-7684. And if you want to call in and discuss any of the things that we're talking about, I'd love to have you weigh in on the conversation. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com. I will spell that for you. Radio free, just like it sounds, but redoubt or redoubt. That is spelled R-E-D as in Delta, O-U-B as in Bravo, T. redoubt.com. And when you're helping to spread the word about Radio Free Redoubt, you can do that by pointing them to the website. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a banner that says the John Jacob Schmidt Show, 6:30 a.m. KTW. That will take them to a page where they can listen to live streaming. They can go and listen to archived past shows. And there's even an icon picture of what the icon looks like for the app. So those of you on the go on your portable devices, you can download the app. Now, where are we? Where am I? Where am I in my notes? I'm just I want to make sure I don't miss anything. And I almost did. If for some reason you can't get to Radio Free Redoubt, another way that you can go is to acn.cc. And I think this is what I forgot to mention a couple weeks ago. You click on that bell. That's the Liberty Bell. That will take you to the Liberty Broadcasting System, where you can also listen to the live streaming and download the app from there. So great folks. I want to thank everyone from the American Christian Network, Liberty Broadcasting Systems, for believing in us enough to open up the airwaves and let us get the message out so we can be a message of encouragement and hopefully motivate some patriots to action and some perspectives on some of the real world situations that we're facing. We're doing that together. So look forward to that. Now, last week, you may have noticed, regular listeners, that you got to listen to a re-airing on last Saturday. That is because, as most of you know, we were at the Rendezvous and Patriot Gathering over in Prosser, Washington. And Representative Matt Shea and myself were keynote speakers for that event. There's a lot of great training for self-reliance. We had communications, food storage, medical training. There's just a whole lot of really great resources for the Christian patriots that want to become more self-reliant to face the troubling times that we have ahead of us. And that's what we were doing. I was actually, it was going to be my first remote broadcast from an event, but the way that the schedule ran and my presentation ran right up to like 3 minutes before I'm supposed to go on the air, and it just wasn't ready. So I got a hold of my faithful, awesome producer, Patrick, and said, hey, we got to re-air. So that's what happened last week. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was hopefully worth your time listening to. And again, for some of you. And don't forget, you can listen to all of these archive shows over at RadioFreeRedoubt.com on our Podbean player. And that will get you all taken care of for listening to the prior broadcasts. Now, from AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next on Radio Free Redoubt. Let's go international first. That's what we like to do. Reach out and then pull it all back in. Now, you might think that in this day and age, you don't need a compass and a map because you have a cell phone with GPS, or you have a dedicated GPS device, or on your cell phone, you have a compass app. Well, sometimes there's nothing like old school tools. This is why we do ham radio, because when all else fails, that awesome system, which is also fragile, could fail. It could also be targeted. In fact, China right now is building a counter space capability to take out U.S. satellites. The Pentagon is warning. The Long March 3B rocket carrying the Chang'e 3 lunar probe is seen docked at the launch pad in Xi'an Satellite Launch Center over in China back in December. We've got pictures of it here. Part of China's rapidly developing space program consists of testing new anti-space technologies. Wow, Star Wars coming to life, huh? Even though the country's publicly, they pledge not to militarize space, because you can always believe a communist, right? The Pentagon said in a recent report that they're promising they won't use it for, just like Iran is promising they're not going to use nuclear materials for building a bomb. Although they vow that they're going to wipe the United States and Israel off the map, but they are not going to do it using nukes. Doggone it. They're going to go about it the honest way. AK-47s. I don't think so. Now, by the end of October 2014, China had launched 16, that's 16, spacecraft, either domestically or via commercial space launch providers. And these spacecraft mostly expanded China's SATCOM and ISR, that's intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities, while a few others tested new space technologies. Now, what they're saying here is the satellite technology that we've become so fond of and so dependent on could be extremely vulnerable by China and others, and they're expanding that. So something to think about. Always have a backup to the modern technology whenever you can. China is in the news in another story. They're building up for drone warfare with a fleet of up to 40,000 or more than 40,000 drones. And they're seeing armed drones as preparing them for dogfights with other aircraft. So get your shotguns out. The sky is going to be filled. It'll be a target-rich environment, apparently, according to some of these reports coming out about China's their drone warfare ambitions, I should say. Now, here in the United States, we've got our own issues, don't we? Alerts USA has done a really good job of kind of laying out the timeline for the issues that we're facing here in this country surrounding the ISIS threat. And as you know, it was last Saturday, we had, no, last Saturday, I was speaking and I was talking about the Islamic terror threat in the United States, the rise of the threat of Islam, how some Christian, even leaders, are, what's the word? They're criticizing those in the patriot community for focusing on the Islamic threat because they're saying it's a distraction. Well, we're seeing this not a distraction because just as I was saying that we're going to see increasing attacks on U.S. soil by terrorists influenced by ISIS less than 24 hours or approximately a little over 24 hours later, we have this Draw Muhammad contest in Arlington or Garland, Texas, where two shooters attempted to go on, carry out an attack. They were taken out by SWAT team, police officers standing right there. And there was one security guard that was shot in the leg, non-life threatening. And they took these guys out before they could get any further. Now the Department of Homeland Security is warning of law enforcement. They're warning law enforcement of possible retaliatory attacks against law enforcement. And of course, ISIS is also targeting military personnel. And this is what else is interesting, according to this report from Alerts USA, put out on the 4th. Of particular concern are threats from within the Somali community. Those poor, poor refugees fleeing Somalia, being recruited by the Obama administration to come here and bring your huddled masses of Muslims here to the United States. So they are urging vigilance. The Somali Muslim community is where they are concerned about some of these threats, particularly. Islamic State official radio station claims responsibility for the Texas terror attack and warns what is coming is worse and more bitter. That's a strange word, but that's okay. It's more bitter and more attacks. And now we have the FBI and other intelligence agencies warning and passing on this Islamic State threat that they are going to carry out attacks on the U.S. for 6 months. They're going to bring mayhem and chaos on the United States for 6 months. Now, does that strike you as strange? Because it did me. Why 6 months? Why would the Islamic State threaten to carry out attacks on the United States for 6 months? I mean, why not 9 months or 12 months? Or how about forever until you submit? So we have 6 months of attacks coming. And then after that, I guess they're going to just take a break. Well, there's more and more. This just keeps, the Department of Defense raises their security level this week. Their military bases all went on alert. I received several reports of numerous jets, fighter jets scrambling, and military, let's see, hardening the target around military bases. And they changed it to Force Protection Bravo due to an increased and predictable threat of terrorism. And this is interesting because this week, FBI is now claiming that thousands of potential ISIS followers in the U.S. could be influenced by the terror group's aggressive social media campaign, calling for followers to kill everywhere where they are. So they're saying, hey, if you want to come to Syria, if you want to come to Iraq and fight alongside of us, you're welcome. But if you can't, just kill where you are. Well, this could very well be part of what I believe is the judgment on America. I was reading Habakkuk in the Bible, the Old Testament, and I'm not going to get really all involved in that. I might go into that tomorrow night on the podcast at Radio Free Readout. But really, I think that if we're going to claim to be, you know, his people, and this nation was built on his precepts and with his blessing in his hand, and we turn on him and reject him, I think that we could fairly accurately anticipate what the consequences might be for that. And they were consequences that the Israelites faced as well when they rejected him. And that include enemies within their own country that hunted them, persecuted them. And they were so surprised when it actually happened. Interesting. Well, Christian Broadcast Network ran an article saying that the FBI director, James Comey, says the Islamic State's influence is on the rise in the United States, which for most of you who are informed, you already know this. And his warning followed the dramatic Muhammad cartoon contest attack carried out earlier this week by two gunmen who drove all the way from Phoenix to Texas. So we're seeing a response. We're seeing the government is picking up on a lot of chatter. That's communications that's taking place between ISIS. Well, their public information arm to potential interested recruits. And they said one of the challenges is that, of course, once they link up with ISIS, they being U.S. citizens who seem to be getting radicalized into Islam, once they link up, they go dark. They lose them because they switch over to encryption. And as patriots, and this is something at Radio Free Redoubt and Amron, for non-ham communications, we emphasize encryption, the use of encryption for privacy as patriots. So I see in the future, I mean, I'm not a prophet or anything, but I anticipate that our government will start to move toward banning encryption or going after the companies that make encryption for refusing to give them a backdoor, them being the government. And this is one of the challenges that we're going to have facing ahead of us. Now, you can argue, hey, we're talking about terrorists. We're talking about ISIS here. They don't have the privacy. They don't have privacy, First Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment, Fourth Amendment. They don't deserve it. Now, I tend to agree. But here's the thing. If you recall, our own government just had a summit assessing the threats to America. And in their assessment, they determined the number one threat to American national security is climate change. Can you say messed up in the head? Climate change is the number one threat to national security, according to this thing that the summit that Obama and his administration facilitated to assess what our threats are. Now, domestically, the number one threat is right-wing extremists, not ISIS, not the drug cartels, not anything else, not China, not Iran. So domestically, though, the biggest threat is right-wing extremists. And I believe that they will use this. They're going to start a campaign against encryption using all kinds of tools where eventually it will be illegal in one form or another, either for the end user or for the developers, to be able to have encryption that the government cannot have a key to at will to go in and look. And these are troubling times. They're going to use these excuses to take the liberty away from the people. And whenever there is a conundrum, whenever there is a conflict between liberty and safety, liberty must win. And of course, you don't have the need, the necessity for the safety factor when you're all living like Christians. But see, the more you move away from God, the more it necessitates the need to be ruled by tyrants. You will either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. Right? We've been saying this. And now we're going to start to see the face of the streets of America start to change. I just got an email from a listener who said that his wife and daughter went to breakfast at Denny's in Texas just on the 7th this week. 8 Texas state police in multicam camouflage at various levels of SWAT array, armed with sidearms, came in and had breakfast. And he says, I estimate that the governor intends to show a presence since the ISIS attack in the Dallas area. Well, you know, I think that's smart. Israel, they face this on a regular daily basis, and it has changed their culture. And so they live this way. They live in a tactical environment. But this is something that's concerning to us as Americans who enjoy freedom. We're going to talk about that. What's the difference between Texas and Paris? Is it guns? Is it really guns? We'll talk about that and more when we come back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
In an effort to stem the tide of bank runs, Greece is getting ready to take some drastic measures. This is your Saturday edition of the Eye on the Economy Minute, brought to you by Radio Free Readout and PrepperRecon.com. Reported by the UK Daily Mail this week, Greece revealed its plan to introduce a surcharge for all cashpoint and financial transactions at banks. The financial ministers are hoping this controversial move could raise 180 million euro, which the Athenian government hopes will help the country to avoid default. This is a desperate attempt to pull cash out to make their payments, and I truly don't think it's going to do their country any good in the long run. Now, meanwhile, like I said, what happened? Athens was able to make their 200 million euro payment last week to the IMF, but with the ninth fast approaching and the cash running out, they are up for some very, very serious concerns in Greece. Keep your eyes focused on Greece this week. And for a more net financial analysis on the situation, both domestic and worldwide, listen to Eye on the Economy every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on Radio Free Readout. This has been Fox 519 with your Eye on the Economy Minute.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt at 630 kilohertz on KTRW Spokane.
I believe the strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised, a dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree. And that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Radio free readout.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and thank you all for being with us. I want to remind you also, if you missed last week's event in Prosser, Washington, you have a chance to participate in an even bigger event. This is an annual event, their 21st God and Country Celebration, coming up on the July 3rd through the July 5th weekend. And they've got fireworks, they've got speakers, they've got workshops. And that is, we've had just a blast at the God and Country celebrations. This year, they're going to have a lot of activities for children. They're going to have games, black powder shooting, entertainment, bonfires, fireworks, all kinds of stuff going on. Now, they've got an early bird special that will get you a 20% discount on your registration and your camping fees. They got dry camping available there. And 20% off if you register by June 10th. And several speakers are going to be lined up from that. Pastor John Weaver. If you've never had a chance to get in front of Pastor John Weaver, you have been missing out. If there ever was a true patriot Christian pastor, cut right from the cloth of the Black Robe Regiment, You want to get in front of him. He will be one of the keynote speakers. I will be speaking. Representative Matt Shea will be speaking. Pastor Sharam Hadian and several others. We're waiting for all the, oh, I should have had that flyer with me. Well, we got plenty of time. It's July. I'm going to have that with me to, but you know what? You can just go to marblecountry.com and read all about it yourself. Marblecountry.com. And so here we are going into segment two. Now, when we left off, I was right in the middle of talking about this ISIS attack that went on and the response, the increased visible militarized police presence. This is the necessity that we've come to because of, well, just the godlessness that's sweeping across this country. Now we've created an environment which requires our law enforcement, peace officers, to be dressed up looking like special operations guys. And I've seen lots of stories and emails and stuff saying, now that's how you do it. These guys, the police smoked these terrorists. I mean, they didn't. The whole thing lasted 15 seconds from the time they pulled up to this event to go on the shooting rampage. From the time that the car pulls up to the time that the guys are down permanently, 15 seconds. Amazing. And people are saying that's the difference right there between Texas. Hey, you mess with Texas, there's guns in Texas. You're going down. So let that be a lesson to the terrorists. No, I like that sentiment. I've always liked Texas, the Texas Redoubt. But I have to look at this objectively and honestly. Was guns the difference? Because the police responded to with guns. I mean, the guys in Paris, France ended up dead. But some of the police who did respond were not armed. At the time, and it may still be this way, in Paris, the police have the option of carrying a gun. And of course, many of them do not because, well, they don't want to be branded as, you know, trying to put on this bravado, macho, I don't need a gun, right? So guns were a factor. The presence or the absence of guns made the difference between lives being saved and lives being needlessly taken by bad guys. Sometimes the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And that's what we saw in Texas. But see, guns were brought to bear in Paris too. And they ended up killing the bad guys in Paris, the terrorists, the savages, the Islamic terrorists. But I would submit that the difference wasn't just the guns, because guns were used to take out the bad guys in the end. It was vigilance. It was readiness. And we must be vigilant and we must be ready. The difference between the two was those who anticipated danger and were prepared to meet that danger. And in Paris, they simply were not prepared for that kind of a threat. But in Texas, they anticipated it. It is a different mindset. And I've no doubt the police in Paris are thinking completely differently than they did a year ago. Now, how does that trickle down to you and I as patriots, as citizens, American free men and women? Well, there is a phrase called hard targeting, making yourself a hard target. These terrorist attacks are going to continue. They are going to intensify. And we're probably going to see these increase in frequency and the level of violence. And I've been saying this for a long time. We're just too overdue for it. So what you want to do is, well, these guys are going to, they're going to select soft targets. Okay, so for the practical advice, avoid places which, what's the word? They openly, loudly declare publicly with much fanfare, this is a gun-free zone. Stay away from those places. In fact, we should be boycotting those places anyway. Now, sometimes there are the difference. There's also another side to hard targeting, and that is having the means of defense. Because sometimes you might go to a movie with your wife, and they might have on the back of their little ticket stub saying no firearms, no weapons, blah, 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 blah. Okay. When Mrs. Schmidt and I go to a movie, what little sign they have on there is completely irrelevant, because the high school kid taking your ticket is not going to be able to defend you if bad guys decide to come in there and take many lives. So no one is going to be able to be there to stop them except for good people with guns. So when we go to a movie, well, we're packing. And it's really kind of irrelevant what their little plaque says or what they have on the back of their movie ticket. If you cannot always go to a harder target or avoid soft targets, then at least have the means of defending yourself and others. That is your God-given right. And it really comes down to having good situational awareness, making yourself a hard target, avoiding soft targets, and having the means of defending yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing unscriptural about that. And there's nothing unchristian about that. All right. Christ even told his guys, look, this time when you go out, I want you to have a sword. Get a sword. All right. They had, what, two of them? He said, okay, that's good. You're good to go. Now, and if you didn't have one, sell your cloak and buy one. So, and also, I know that there's a big movement of open carry. Open carry, standing for your rights. Now, from a tactical perspective, the guy that's got the gun openly carried is going to be the first one to go down. If I'm going to go into an area and I'm going to take out a bunch of people and I see a guy with a pistol on his hip, openly carrying, whether it's in a bank or in a store or wherever, and I decide to do evil, that's the first guy I'm taking out. You always have the advantage. The tactical advantage is going to go to the one who is armed but doesn't appear to be. You want to be the gray man that just blends in with the crowd, doesn't stand out, but you are ready and you're prepared. And just the appearance, the energy coming off of you saying this person's aware and he's looking around, could be just the deterrent needed for the person to choose another target. People need to be vigilant. You guys remember the situation in Tacoma where the police officers were shot? I think they were in a restaurant or like a coffee shop. Some guy walks in and he just opens up on the police. Now, as far as being a, what I'm thinking here is hard target. Now, this guy with his family, his wife and daughter, he sees these guys, SWAT team guys, all carrying sidearms, wearing multicam in Denny's. Now, that's a hard target, right? That's probably a place where the bad guys are going to move on from. So probably one of the safest places that you could be is next to a tactical team sitting there eating breakfast in Denny's. Because these guys are on high alert. They know they have high visibility. They know that they're targets. And this threat is toward, well, law enforcement. 1-877-999-7684 if you want to weigh in on the discussion. 1-877-999-7684. But you must have the means to be able to protect yourself as well. Not to rely on the tactical team. That's where we're eating breakfast because, well, nobody's going to attack us there. Well, they had what? 3-4 police officers in Tacoma at a coffee shop eating lunch, and this guy walks in and targets them. Takes out the sheepdogs. First thing, just bam, 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 done. And those other patrons in the store, in that restaurant, the coffee shop, completely at the mercy of that guy, who ended up just incidentally just targeting the police officers. So anyway, I want to just give you some food for thought there. Stay away from soft targets, make yourself a hard target, and have the means of defending yourself and your loved ones. Now, let's talk about the DHS. This is interesting. The Department of Homeland Security, the same ones who have determined that right-wing extremists are the number one threat to America. The same ones who have license plate readers and all kinds of other technology for tracking American citizens. I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. This story is from nextgov.com. Because we want to be aware of what's going on, we have to be able to articulate our grievances. Is this a legitimate grievance that the Department of Homeland Security is putting up cameras everywhere to build retrievable databases so they can pull up Bob Smith and find out every place you've been, let's say in the last year? What are your driving habits? Where is your smartphone? Where is your flip phone? Where has your cell phone been? What contacts does your cell phone make with others? And who do you spend time with? What two cell phones seem to come together periodically for a couple hours, a couple times each week? Is that something that you think the government should have the right to track and follow? Well, obviously, is a very clear violation of the Constitution. But they're doing it anyway. And we have to articulate these grievances because we have to approach our patriot leaders, and they do exist, believe it or not, to tell them, this is how we feel about this. Fight this on our behalf, please. Well, they are. So the Department of Homeland Security now, because of the pressure, are scaling back their license plate tracking surveillance. Well, that's what the headlines read. But I don't trust them. I don't believe them. Now, I believe that they're doing some things so the headline will read they're scaling back license plate tracking. But do you really think they are? This story is from nextgov.com. And it was updated, May 4th. To include a comment from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So let's take a look at this. Because I have another story falling right on the heels of this one, where we're going to get to in just a minute. Maybe I'll do that after the break, but maybe we'll get to it in time. The Department of Homeland Security has scaled back the scope of contractor requirements for what would have been a nationwide license plate scanning effort amid continued uproar over the on-again, off-again project. Well, why is there uproar? Well, the new system announced last month will compile license plate records from at least 25 states instead of all states. Oh, good. Well, and of course, it might make you really comfortable to know that the American readout states are among those 25 states that they decided to track citizens in. Some of those conservative pockets in the country, the American Redoubt and the Southern Redoubt. So DHS Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials said in a May 1 modification of the contract requirements, officials later told NextGov that relaxing the requirements would allow more companies to compete for the job. Wow. So they're only relaxing it so they can get more people competing to put cameras up to spy on you. But they run the headline as, oh, we're scaling back the program. Give you a false sense that you're actually gaining some ground. Don't fall for it, patriots. We're going to talk about another story where they're doing the opposite of scaling back when we come back in a moment. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is Radio Free Redoubt.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $89 includes shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
We are an exceptional country. Our religion, and I will say it, is exceptional. That's what made us great. So don't be afraid to talk about it, because that's what it means to be an American. The world is looking to us for leadership, not President Obama, us. The people in Ukraine aren't looking to the federal government. They're looking to all these local governments for leadership. It's going to come from us.
Thank you so much for joining us at the Voice of the American Readout. We are back, and that was from a very inspirational speech that my good friend, Representative Matt Shea, gave last year, and got a lot of people motivated, and he is providing leadership. He is among many who are. So I want you to be encouraged, patriots. We do have some patriot leaders out there that are in the fight. They're rolling up their sleeves. They're providing the necessary leadership. These are statesmen, not politicians. And that's who we need to get behind. Now, there are several of you listeners over there right now. I wanted to mention this in the news and commentary in the first part, but I didn't quite get to it. Right now, there is a memorial service that is going on for a police officer who was murdered in Coeur d'Alene this last Tuesday. Officer Greg Moore, Sergeant Greg Moore, call sign K27, K27. Yeah, he was murdered on the streets in Coeur d'Alene by a thug, criminal piece of garbage. And then he took the sergeant's patrol car, abandoning it near a Walmart at the Idaho-Washington state line. Why do these stories always have a Walmart in there somewhere? There's a standoff, a shooting, a bank robbery, suspect car chase always ends up in a Walmart parking lot or something. What is it? So Walmart's like this giant magnet for this kind of stuff. Anyway, they ended up getting him. They're charging him with murder. But right now there's a motorcade going on. And there is a service going on to honor him. And, our heartfelt condolences and prayers go out to the family. He left behind a wife and a 12-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter. Just tragic. And, of course, you know, that's something that a lot of folks in the Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area have been talking about. It's always sad, that kind of senseless loss. This is in light of so much anti-police sentiment. There is police abuse going on. There is a pool of godless people that we're getting our police officers from. But in the American Readout, in these areas, there are some very strong patriots, Christian, principled men and women in law enforcement. In this case, this was just a dirtbag that murdered a man who was standing on the line so we could be safe. And so that whole thing's under investigation still. The guy's, unfortunately, what should happen to him, the bad guy, won't. Because we don't really have a judicial system anymore. There's no justice anymore. The guy should be strung up along with a whole list of other criminals that I could think of. Strung up, hung to death in the public square. His name removed, struck. Dirtbag number 27 rest in peace. So anyway, that's going on right now. I know a lot of you guys are actually listening while you are going through that. You're, you know, watching the motorcade, supporting it, standing on the side of the road, driving part of it, driving with it. God bless you guys and the families. Now, we were talking, though, about issues with the Department of Homeland Security, saying that they're going to scale back this license plate tracking program that they have. Meanwhile, Fox 10 out of Phoenix is reporting that they have hidden cacti. Paradise Valley installs cameras in cactus. Thank you for the redoubter, Amron operator, who sent this in this morning. The city of Paradise Valley has added cactus with cameras inside of them over the past few days, but residents have no idea why, and the city doesn't want to talk about them. Fox 10 asked Paradise Valley police about the cameras, but they said they were not prepared to make a statement at this time. At City Hall, people were also hesitant to talk with Fox 10 about the cameras, saying they wanted to wait until all the cameras were installed. But eventually, the town manager answered some of the questions. And he said, the town is embarking on the installation of license plate readers. License plate readers are funded through grants by the Department of Homeland Security. They are tracking American citizens and building retrievable databases so they can find out everywhere you've been, where you've driven, when you went there, who you're with. So, in the spirit of articulating our grievances, we need to stand against this kind of stuff, and we need to bring it to our elected officials' attention, and we should be on a proactive, not reactionary, proactive campaign to protect the rights, the privacy, the liberty of American citizens. This is in violation of the Constitution. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, and it doesn't take someone with a doctorate or even a constitutional lawyer to know what the intent of the founding fathers were with regard to liberty. Not one of them would support this type of operation. Not one. I think that legislation needs to be drafted, even if the legislators don't have the time, the resources, help them out. And this is what the committees are doing with the Republican committees and the assemblies and committees of correspondence are working to draft this type of legislation to help do the work for the legislator, because I was talking to Representative Matt Shea. They're running 14, 16-hour days on the floor, being just running. Their brains are mush. And now they're in special session. And the governor of Idaho is trying to call a special session. These guys are just like right at the very end. They're burnt. They're just burnt out. We need to come alongside with them with bills that they can sponsor and put their name on that advances liberty. A bill that would ban the use of any system by any agency that tracks and builds a database on citizens' movements without a warrant. How simple is that? How complicated is that? The Constitution says that they cannot violate that without a warrant, without a justification. Well, it helps us track bad guys. It helps us, you know, child molesters. Well, it's always for the children, right? We have to give up our liberty because it's always about the children. But liberty has to win out. Look, I have no problems with having, you know what? It's a wonderful thing. Technology. And of course, you know, the corrupt and the corruptible will always pervert something good. Now, wouldn't it be cool if your daughter was abducted and somebody got a license plate and it drove past one of these cameras, and bam, within minutes, they got the guy, they got your daughter back. Well, I mean, that's pretty good selling point, right? Well, why couldn't you put a license plate in there that would set off an alert? The guy just went by the license plate. Where is the necessity for having a retrievable database so they can pull up any citizen Joe Snuffy and they can find out everywhere you've been and every place you've gone, when you went there, so that they can monitor and track all of your movements and find out who you've been associating with? This is something that we should be concerned with in a day and age when they're calling us terrorists. They're starting to criminalize Christians. They've moved past the marginalized Christian stage and demonized Christian stage, and now they're fully into the criminalized, or they're starting to breach into the criminalization phase. Only on certain key things, hot topics, you know, hate speech, if you speak against homosexuality, things like that, but it's beginning. And now we want to have them have a retrievable database that can pull up any citizen, where you've been, when you were there, anytime. So why not have legislation in place that bans this and, in fact, criminalizes it? This bugs me. This bugs me. I know I'm spending enough time talking about this. It's because this really, really bugs me. Why our legislators are not proactive enough to fight for liberty? All of them. They got a full plate. Even the Patriot leaders, I understand. They've got so much they're dealing with, and they get avalanched with all kinds of everybody's pet project, right? But there's so much land ownership issues, privacy issues. There's the lack of due process when tyrannizing American citizens. We need to help them. That's what the assemblies are for, to draft that legislation. All they got to do, the work's done. They just introduce it. Boom. And all the selling and talking points are already built into it for them. This will make you free. This will give you liberty. This will give you privacy. All these that resonate with every generation, from young to old. Everyone wants privacy. Nobody wants to be spied on. Nobody wants to be tracked. They're so easy. Why are we not doing it? So anyway, I'll tell you what. We've got the rest of this year. I would love to see 10 bills slammed on the desk of every legislator, 10 unique bills going to each legislator, a senator or a representative, to take to their respective capitals for bills to introduce. And then start keeping score. Who's opposed to that liberty protecting bill? Who's on the naughty and the nice list? Who are the patriots and who are the communists? This is interesting. Did you guys hear about this situation with Michelle Obama? Michelle Obama, you know, that one gal. Where is this? Michelle Obama was giving a speech to TV One, a cable channel whose programming is geared for African American adults. I just got this off of Breitbart. First Lady Michelle Obama told Roland Martin, the candidate on the ballot and what they say or do should not matter to African Americans, because voting for a straight Democratic ticket best serves their communities. The First Lady said, that's my message to voters. This isn't about Barack. It's not about person on that ballot. It's about you. And for most of the people we are talking to, a Democratic ticket is the clear ticket that we should be voting on, regardless of who said what or did this. That shouldn't even come into the equation. Did you just hear what I said? The individual that's posing as president of these United States, his wife, who's philosophically, they share the same views. They're both heavily influenced by communism. So no matter what they introduce, a Democrat, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what they do, vote for them because they're Democrat. Well, that makes sense because the Democratic platform has been taken over and adopted the communist platform. Well, I say any Democrat should be opposed. No matter what they say, no matter what they do. I don't care if you vote Republican, independent party, you vote for the person that stands for Americanism and for freedom and for liberty. And if they're saying, if they're putting a Democrat, slamming that on their chest, they just said, I stand with a platform that is diabolically opposed to Americanism. So then after that, it doesn't matter what they say. Vote against Democrat. Because they've got a track record of voting anti-American, don't they? This is amazing. They're so bold. They're so bold. Well, let's see here. How did I want to wrap this up? I want to remind you that you can join us tomorrow night. Oh, there's a lot of tropical storms inbound into North Carolina. And the Midwest states are bracing for extreme weather. Might be a good opportunity. Might be a really good opportunity for you guys to fire up your communications. Go to amron.com to learn more about how to do that. And I'm sorry, we just were not able to get to Brett on the call, and I apologize for that. That just popped up on my screen from Patrick. The little bubble got buried, and I didn't see it. So, Brett, I apologize. Please email your question in, and maybe I can, or your comment, and perhaps I'll be able to address that tomorrow evening on Radio Free Readout for our podcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Anyway, guys, God bless all of you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers and your support. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and you have a blessed weekend.